You're listening to the Basic to Bold podcast. I'm Jen Bjarnson. As an RTT hypnotherapist, I talk about how to be happy, how to find our purpose, and how to stop the negative voices in our head that we all struggle with. Join me as we deep dive into creating a life that you love. Here we go. All right, everybody, welcome to today's podcast. I'm Jen Bjarnson, and I wanted to specifically talk about today. I got a comment on my social media, and there was actually a question, and the question was, what's wrong with me? I messed up. I'm broken. What's going on with me? Because I'm screwed up in the head, and how do I fix it? And my answer, I said, was probably surprising to them. Instead of saying how to fix it, the answer actually was, you're not broken. You're not messed up. You're not screwed up in the head. And I know it feels like that. 100%, I know that it feels like that, because not only did I struggle feeling like that for not only years, but decades, full decades, multiple decades of feeling broken, feeling messed up, genuinely questioning what is wrong with me, what is wrong with my head, what is wrong with me, why can't I get it together, why am I such this train wreck, like what's wrong? And nothing's wrong with you, but you are missing a few pieces, key pieces of information. And so today I wanted to make a full podcast, a full video. If you happen to watch this on YouTube, or if you want to are listening to this on just audio, then I wanted to make a full version of what is quote unquote wrong, but you're not wrong, what you're just missing. So the first thing is, number one, who you are as a person. Most people, I don't know why they think we should just know this. I don't know, and some people do. Some people just, you tell them, who are you? And they can just spout off, like, I'm this person and I'm that person. And I don't really know why we're just supposed to randomly know this, because I didn't. And so I'm guessing there's a good amount of people out there who don't know this as well. But the first thing is your rules, who you are as an individual. Now, there's three things that for me, they really, really helped. I don't think this is the only way to find out who you are, but this really helped me. The first one is finding out my energy type, my personality, whether you want to do that with Enneagrams or human design or learning the colors and learning the funny little words. I don't really care if it helps you. The one that I follow is Carol Tuttle. She talks about energy types. And the thing that I love about this is because this is how you read the world. This is how you move through the world. And for me, that was really, really helpful. And I had done so many personalities, I think at this point I've done them all. And this one happens to be my favorite just because it answered so many questions. And this is not that this is how you have to be. This is just ways you're going to be. This is how you're going to respond. This is how your initial reaction is going to respond in the world. For instance, I am a low energy type person. That's not to say I'm an introvert. That's not to say that I don't like being around people. It's just my natural nature is a lower energy person. The interesting thing was, though, is I was raised in a very high energy family. So it's super easy, somebody who's a low energy person, to think to themselves, what's wrong with you? Speed up, go faster, get more done, because the people around me were accomplishing all of these things and were going faster and doing more. And so in my own head, I thought, what's wrong with me? Speed up, go faster. Like on the other hand, some people who are a higher energy type, they easily can be labeled as too much. You're too much. Just calm down. That's too much. That's too loud. And you get labeled this. And so you equally get labeled as, oh, God, I just can't handle them because they're too much. And the reality is it's not true. I'm not too slow. You're not too much. That's not it. It's just how we move in the world. And there's great things about that. by moving. If you're a person who's a very high energy and you move fast and you get things done, that's amazing. That's awesome. And I am a lower energy person, so I think about things a little bit more. I don't just jump into situations, which again is needed sometimes. At the same time, equally in this world, both sides get shamed. We get shamed for either being too much or we get shamed for not being fast enough. And so understanding who you are as a person, whether you want to learn your energy type or your personality, understanding these things gives you the permission to say, this is who I am, and it's okay. It's okay. Like, I have value in this world, and it's not necessarily being high energy, or it's not necessarily being slow. I get things done fast. That's a gift to the world. And so by understanding who you are, that is the first thing. Also, understanding your love language. That's another thing that's really, really important, because now you know how you receive love. Now you know how you should give love to other people. And so, understanding these things are going to just help you overall as a person figure out who you are. If you don't know about the six needs, I specifically learned them from Tony Robbins, but I think he learned them from somebody else. But this is where you value variety, consistency, love and contribution, growth, and, or sorry, significance, growth. And I think I missed one. Variety, consistency, love and contribution, significance, growth, and contribution. That's all of them. Now, those six needs is what you need to do, is you need to figure out what's your priority. What are your priorities of those six needs, right? Like, we need all six of them, and it's important to have all six of them, but maybe significance is more important to you. Maybe you need to feel more important, and that's not something you really got. And so you're craving that. Maybe love and connection. Maybe you didn't really have that when you were growing up, and so that's what you're craving. So taking these three things, some of these things you may already have figured out, and it's not really life-changing to you. Maybe you realize you're a high-energy person and it doesn't bother you when people tell you you're too much. That's fine. That's great. But understanding this is going to help you move forward, and it's going to help you figure out the person that you should be. And here's why. If you know your rules, right? You know your energy type, or you know your personality, you know your love language, and you know your priority, like you need significance or you need love and connection. Those are the things that you know you need. Then when you go out into the world and you interact with other people, now you have a standard. These are things you're going to accept, and these are things you won't accept, which create your boundaries. So now when you're interacting with people and they behave in a certain way, you know what? That's not for me. It's okay if you want to do that. Go for it, right? We love the art of allowing. If we know about that, like, let them, just let them be who they want to be. Go live your best life. But that's not what I want to surround myself with. And that's okay. That's all right. It's not a bad thing, because now you're creating your standards and you're creating your boundaries, and you don't have to apologize for that, because that's just not what you want in your life. And it's really allowing yourself to figure out what you want in your life and what you don't want in your life. Okay, that's the first one. The second one is knowing your purpose, understanding what brings you to life, what it is that just sets your heart on fire, that makes you wake up every day and be so excited about waking up, about being on this earth. And what is it that you can only do the way that you do it? Now, you may be sitting there thinking, I got nothing. I mean, I have nothing. That's not true. Every single person has a unique set of skills that they can truly contribute to this world. And it's something that only you can do the way that you do it. I don't care if it's, interior decorating, and you think, oh, there's so many other people better at that. Nope, that's not true, because you can only do it the way that you do it. And so that's why it's so important. Then, so understanding and starting to dive into what is it that just sets your heart on fire? What is it that makes you so excited about life? Now, if this is something you're kind of an old, let's just say you're, in your 20s, 30s, 40s, and you have nothing, you have genuinely nothing, and you can't think of one thing that sets your heart on fire, let me tell you the three reasons as to why this is. Number one, you probably It's very unlikely, but it's possible that you haven't tried enough things. And again, unlikely if you're like 30s, 40s, you probably tried some stuff. You've probably tried sewing at one point, and you probably tried like kayaking, like you've tried some stuff. If that's the case and you've tried things, then it's more likely that the second or the third one is you. The second one is you, while you were doing the thing that you loved to do or that you were starting to get interested in, right? Let's just stick with sewing. I don't know why, but we're gonna stick with sewing. You start with sewing and somebody comes in and starts making fun of you for it. Like, that's ridiculous. Oh my gosh, you're gonna sew. Oh, that's so lame. Okay. So here's something that you were starting to gain a little spark, and maybe you were really good at it, like it just kind of clicked for you, but somebody shamed you, somebody made you feel embarrassed about it, and because of that, you got to thinking, oh, this is stupid. I'm not going to try this anymore. That's right. That like I don't want to be embarrassed by this, so I'm not going to do this anymore. And the third thing is, again, while you were trying to do the thing that you wanted to do, then you got a belief system, like you got a story. We're going to talk about this a little bit later if this doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but you got some type of belief that for some reason other people can do this thing, but you can't. Other people are allowed to do sewing, do kayaking, do boxing, do you name it, write a book, like anything, but that's ridiculous for you. You'll never be able to accomplish that. So why even try? So those are the three things. And I'll bet somewhere in there, it's very, very likely like either you have a story that you can't do it for some reason, or you were embarrassed. You were ashamed for it. So those are the three things. All right, so the first one is learn your rules, learn who you are, learn all the stuff about you to figure out how you move in this world, how you want to connect with people, how you want to, what type of life that you want. That's the first thing. The second thing is learning your purpose, learning your passion. Everybody has one. It's just figuring it out. The third thing is, I've kind of touched on it a little bit, but this is where you have had events, you have had stories, you have had things in your life. Okay. And when they happened, it switched your thinking. It switched your pathways. It switched the way you looked at the world. And now you look at life in a completely different way. You look at it as unsafe. You look at it as, I'm not enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not tall enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not short enough. I'm not something enough. Okay. You start looking at the world as in a different way. And basically, you create stories you create, and they're lies because they're not true, but you create these stories, you create these lies about how the world looks through these specific stories. And again, they're not true. For instance, let's just stick with the whole, like you're trying some new thing, you get embarrassed by it, right? Let's say you're in school and you started drawing and some kid was, just being a jerk, and they embarrassed you in front of the whole class. And so now, you don't want to do art again, or you don't want to draw again, or whatever it is that you were doing, right? And so you've created a story that number one, you can't do that thing. Number two, if you do it, it's going to be embarrassing because somebody's going to make fun of you. Now, that's not true in your adult state. Was it true when you were in that class and that kid was a jerk? And, of course that was true, but it's not true now. It's not true in your adult form. Okay. That's the difference. We create these stories, we create these meanings, we create these lies, and we go through life thinking they're true. Because we experienced something in a very, very small time. Like when we were really little, we experienced them and they felt so true. And at the time, at that very small moment in time, they were true. Another really good one is if you are a person who had to read, like it was really, really important to you, or not so much important to you, but it was important to your upbringing that you were very aware of the emotions of people in your household, right? Like you had to read those people. And it was very important because it kept you safe, it kept you out of harm's way, it kept you to, you knew when to hide, you knew when to say the right thing. You were very aware of that. But carrying that into adulthood is not helpful. As a child, was it helpful that you were able to read your parents? Absolutely, because it kept you out of harm's way. That was extremely helpful. But in adulthood, what it looks like is now you're responsible for everybody's emotions, which is not accurate. That's not true. And so I get it. In childhood, that was very, very true. That was very helpful. It kept you safe. In adulthood, now it's going to hold you back because you're constantly reading everybody's emotions. You're constantly like, this person might be mad at me. I'm in charge of fixing it. That's not true. That's not true at all. You're not responsible for anybody else's emotions. If somebody's mad at you, they're responsible to come and talk to you. Now, yes, we can be kind and we can say, oh my gosh, that was not my intention. How do we work this out? Absolutely. You don't need to just be a stickler and be like, that's not my responsibility. That's all on you. Of course not. Of course not. We're not going to do that. However, if you have one person who's upset at you and they go to everybody else in the friend group or they go to everybody else in the family and they're like, oh, she did this. And they go to this person. Oh, she did that. And they go to the next person. Oh, she did that. And they go to the next person. Oh, she did that. But never actually come talk to you. What are you to do about that? Because is what that's saying is that person and you both have this belief that you are responsible to make other people feel better. It's not her responsibility to make sure she's okay. It's your responsibility to make sure she's okay. And that's an unrealistic belief. That's not how the world works. We are in charge of ourselves. And so, as a child, did you have that belief? Was it helpful? Absolutely. Was it even possibly necessary? Yes. It doesn't make it a bad thing. You didn't know anything less as a child. You didn't understand that that wasn't your responsibility, not to mention your parents probably put it on you. And so the reality is, as you take these stories, as you take these lies, as you take these habits into adulthood and further on in your life, we are now seeing with very, very small goggles about the way life should be, and it's just not accurate. And so, when you put these together, if let's just say hypothetically, you really don't know who you are, you don't know what it is that you love, you don't have a purpose. You do have it, but you don't know what it is. And then on top of that, you've got all of these beliefs of like the way that you should be. You're walking around trying to be the person that you should be for your parents, or that you should be for your family, or that you should be for other people in your life. Now, it creates this, what is wrong with me? Why can I not get it together? And the reality is, you're fine. You're fine. We're just trying to figure it out for other people. And it's exhausting. It's absolutely exhausting. So I really hope this was helpful. If you struggle with this, I'm going to just mention a couple of different things. I can make this another podcast. I can make this another YouTube. But if you're sitting here and you're like going, okay, great. You've just dumped on me these things that now I have a laundry list of stuff, and it's just like, and here's more, and here's more, and here's more, right? Like, if I don't want to pile too much on. At the same time, I do want to give you some hope. If you're now looking at it going, well, great, you just handed me all this. What do I do with it? Okay. You can go research if you're not really sure who you are, right? Go research. That's researching. If you're still looking for your purpose, go try more things. But, and this is the one more thing that I'll add. the little bonus thing. If you are dealing with a lot of these stories, right? You're trying to people please, you're trying to make sure everybody else is feeling better about them, about what's going on in life. If this is you, there's two ways that I, for me personally, I loved, and that made it go very, very quickly. Like it made it, I made me let it go very quickly, right? So you've got all these stories, you've got all these beliefs, you've got all these things that you're holding on to. So sticking with this idea that, let's say you are responsible for other people's emotions, okay? If that's the case, that is a core belief that is stuck in your brain, and just saying the, I'm not responsible for other people. That's not realistic. Some people can do it. Good for them. I could not. But if this is you, there's two ways that really, really helped me let it go, helped me fix it. The first one is there's a bunch of different versions, but it's between like meditation, energy healing, EDMR. Some people even do plant medicine, that kind of thing. Because is what it's going to do is it's going to reroute those pathways. It's going to make you look at it in a different way. It's going to bring out a lot of those emotions. Okay. The second thing is using hypnotherapy. Now, this one to me was the easiest, was the fastest. And so is what I've done is I have a Patreon account with a ton of recordings about a lot of different things, about praising yourself, removing the inner critic, confidence, anxiety, ADHD, focus, like so many different things. And so is what it's allowed, or the point was, is I really wanted to put the power back into your hands. And so you didn't have to go searching for somebody who knew how to do this. You didn't have to, because it's awkward sometimes, right? Like it's a new thing. You're not really even sure if it's going to work. And so if you want to try it, you can go on my YouTube and there, I have just a couple. They're shorter. It's not like a full long session. They're shorter. So you can listen to them between 15 to 20 minutes, but you can go through these little things and you can start yourself. You can do them at nighttime and you can start removing these stories, these beliefs that we're all holding on to. It's not just one person. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you were born. I don't care what demographic you live in. The reality is we all have stories. Some of us are people pleasers. Some of us, feel like we're responsible for other people's emotions. Some of us are just walking around angry. I mean, some of us are carrying a ton of emotion and we don't know how to release it and we don't know how to let it go. And when I was dealing with this, when I was really struggling with this, it wasn't really accessible. It was very much like you had to go to this retreat, which was in Costa Rica. And I just couldn't do that. I was a young mom. I was trying to keep these four people alive. My husband was deploying. Like it just wasn't possible. So I kept when I worked on myself and I started fixing myself, is what I did is I really kept thinking I wanted something accessible for all of you guys. I wanted something accessible. Like I wish there was something accessible. I wish there was something that even though I had four little kids running around, I could get to something that would help me. And at the time, there just really wasn't anything. So I created this Patreon account. It's basic to bold. Everything on my stuff is basic to bold. And you can go in, you can listen to as many recordings as you want. You can listen to them throughout the day. Just follow along. You don't have to do anything. I teach you exactly what to do. And it's not like anything you have to learn. You just have to listen to my voice. And it starts to let these go and it starts to release stuff. And so you can work through things all by yourself. And then, of course, if you want to move forward and go find someone or have a big long session, absolutely you can. But now you know what you're working with. All right, I trust that this information was helpful. And I really have loved talking with you guys. And I just really hope that this was helpful for you guys. Thank you for everything, the followings, the all the love and support that you guys give to me.